Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. And when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and were come to worship him." And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Jesus Christ is the great troubler. When he was born, he upset a whole city. He troubled a whole city, not just the royal household. The whole city was troubled. Why? Well, over this last few days, we've discovered that one of the reasons they were troubled was that although they were hoping for a Messiah who would deliver them from the Romans, they also knew that this Messiah would bring in a crusade against evil and against unrighteousness. And that troubled them. Jesus is the troubler, you see. Oh, aye, he's wonderful, yes. But woe unto you who have never been troubled by Jesus, unto you who have never been troubled in your conscience by him. If he has never troubled you about sin, you are in a terrible, distressing place. You need to call to him for mercy and say, "In your mercy, in your grace, trouble me, Lord. Trouble me." You know, our only hope is to be troubled by him. That's how we get saved. And that's what keeps us from straying, is his troubling power. Because he troubles us when we stray, and he brings us back to his love and his grace and his mercy. Jesus is the troubler. Yes, Jesus is love, but it's a troubling love. Do you know that Jesus will not tolerate any rivals in our hearts? He will not allow us to love our sin. When Jesus shows up, he causes trouble. You know, when he shows up in a church, he causes trouble. He troubled the church in Ephesus. He says, "You have left your first love," Revelation 2:4. He troubled the church in the Sardis. "Thou hast a name that thou livest, but you're dead." He troubled the church in Laodicea. "Ah, you're neither hot nor cold," he says. That's troubling. Jesus is the troubler. And he troubles us because he loves us. And he troubles us because of his grace towards us. His love and his grace will trouble the idols of our hearts. Listen to me. Is there something that you're keeping back from him? Is there something preventing you from declaring Jesus as your all and all? You've got your little pet sin? Let him trouble you. He'll not tolerate it. Get rid of it. Because he's the Savior from sin. Yeah, see, he'll deliver you. It may seem like a stronghold to you, but he'll deliver you. Sin shall not reign over you. That's a great promise. Oh, let him trouble you till you're able to bow your knee before him and say, "Jesus, you are my Lord and my God." Hey, this is good gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.